Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Somebody spelled Michael wrong.
It's Mikael.
Oh! He's like, I know my name.
Like, your mom stupid as fuck.
I like that a lot, dude. That's a
tape deck quality.
Yeah, it's dope.
That's very cool. That's just funny. I remember, what was it?
Fanny pack.
Yeah.
No, it's fanny a blicky pack
bag.
Wins.
It's a blicky bag. You gotta make it sound tough. It's a blicky bag.
What blicky gonna fit in there? You gotta have the little 38 yeah. special there.
Little pow.
Yeah, you got the pea shooter.
Deuce deuce in the boot.
That's a small one, dog.
We ain't gonna call it no fanny pack.
DC got the little fanny pack. I mean, that's what it is. DC got the one that keep the burner in.
What is the fanny? What is that?
Because they used to start wearing backwards.
Yeah, but what does fanny mean?
Oh, we already started. You want to turn it off?
Oh, shit. No, we're good.
And we are back with another episode of Daddy Issues. Nobody. Oh, that's somebody. Somebody had this.
Good shot.
The little delay.
That's the first time we said that in a while.
Tony is gone somewhere. Pew. I forgot. We don't even ask anymore.
We're going to ask.
Like, when somebody be like, I got a feeling Tuesday, we be like, all right. No one asks what you're doing.
It's always a surprise when I come.
Going on a little heroin binge. That's all. We got Dion Lack filling in today.
Yeah. Dion Lack.
Dirty Dion.
Nasty Lack.
Nasty Lack.
Announce that.
Dion Nask.
We're being clean today, all right?
Chaz got his lion stuff on.
Hey, baby.
They won again, man.
I didn't wash it. Yeah, I'm not washing
it.
No,
you shouldn't. You got to
get this new?
Well, I've had it for a long time.
But when has he had a chance to wear it?
Oh, never. Funny.
Never passed December.
He was waiting for a special occasion. He took it out of the closet. Like,
yeah, you got to understand, this is the best month. This is the best January of my life.
Mm-hmm.
With Michigan,
wow. Michigan won sports, the championship.
Sports wise,
no, he's like
every
birth of my daughter.
You talking about the Pistons? How about the Pistons?
It's the best January of
okay.
my life.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? Not the best day,
mm-hmm.
but of all the 38 Januaries I've been a part of, mm-hmm. this one. It's
that makes sense.
One. All
right.
You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that.
This is the greatest January of all time.
This playoffs is good, man.
Yeah.
You know what? And you know what I like too is like, first of all, you know how annoyed people have to be with the Chiefs and Taylor Swift for them
to be rooting for
Lamar Jackson. Like, I'm looking at the comments. I knew all the black, because everybody's doing, if the Niners fans are rooting for the Niners, right, Chiefs fans are rooting for the Chiefs, everybody else is going for either the Lions or the Ravens. Because you're black, you're going for Lamar. Right. Lions is just a good story.
Right.
I'm seeing white people in the comments like, Lamar,
please
do it for us. And
please.
I'm like, damn, they are
Taylor
annoyed.
Swift that bad?
It's just
they
it's
are.
Just,
I'm talking, this is middle America white. Like, goddamn,
what
Lamar,
she
please.
Stop showing her, man.
They just keep showing her, and they're sick of the Kelce's.
Wants her there.
Oh, it's good money. It's good sales. Yeah.
It's way more about the NFL than it is actually Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
The NFL has just done it over.
The ratings is
every time. There's like the Chiefs, Taylor Swift. And let them show Kelce do anything. He misses a pass. Right. Taylor Swift.
It's Jessica Simpson and what's his name?
Romo.
Something Tony Romo.
Probably worse
again.
Than that.
Way
definitely worse.
Worse
than that.
Yeah,
I wonder on the low, did they give Taylor Swift a little money? Not that she needs it. But are they like, hey, we're going to be filming you a lot?
Because
technically, she could be like, I don't want to be filmed.
Damn. She can say no. You can't even show up and what access? I mean, you can't deny if you're walking through some.
Did y'all see the article
Michael Jackson?
How she's teaching white America what swag surfing is.
Oh, that was so
a bit late. Huh?
Here's what it is. Here's they what you need to know about swag.
Be like, what is this now? What are you guys doing?
It's like she's gonna change the name to Swift Surfing now.
It's ridiculous.
It's one of the bad things about social media is that anything we do gets whitewashed immediately.
They're always late, but.
Have you seen them now? The white sororities,
like swag surfing, it's really old. No. Yeah, like, they're really old. They're super way old, behind. Bro.
The white sororities are now doing the steps, and it is disgusting.
I've seen it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I saw a Mexican group kind of hit it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why people look at us and say stuff like, look at them straightening their hairs now. Why people look at us like, I know they want to be like us, taking out white women and straightening their hairs up. Look at them.
Swagger Jack. Oh, we can't say that. Wait, they are, damn it, we need a word.
What do we steal from white people?
Would we steal from them?
As in, because they
take stuff from our culture and shit.
What are we like?
Well, it's really hard because white people here have not really invented much.
Pumpkin spice.
Yeah,
seriously,
people
even if you go back to like cowboy days, that's not their culture. That's way more Latino. Right. It's way more Spaniard. You know what I mean? Right. It's like there's not a lot of things that are authentically.
I mean, when we were slaves, we wanted houses.
Versus what?
But houses aren't white.
You know, I mean, we're you looking know, up to them like
that. But they didn't invent houses, though.
I'm just saying. We
literally built it.
We didn't get to live in it, though. It was like, I want a house, like, man. I want to be like.
America didn't start houses.
Yeah. I'm just saying, though. It was like, hey, I want houses.
When you go back to bourbon, when you go back to tobacco, when you go back to, like, name it, it's all from Native Americans, Latinos, black people.
Black dude made Jack Daniels.
Chinese people invented. To the drums is like the first architect they can find of music is in China. It's like it's everywhere but there.
We took something that they do.
Nope. I think it's straight hair, man.
He said, no.
why we want to perm our hair? That's the only thing we did it for.
Certain sports, golf.
Oh yeah, we definitely.
Oh. Yeah. Certain sports, golf.
Yeah, actually, basketball is a white sport.
Yeah, absolutely.
We stole like, that. For real, it was made by a white dude in Indiana.
We stole that shit.
Yeah, we
stole all the sports.
It's stuff we took, bro.
We took all the sports.
And that brings up a good point when Dr. Umar was talking about how Eminem can't be good when it comes to hip hop. I was like, nigga, we literally did that with basketball.
Yeah,
we made basketball a black sport.
Right. Yeah.
But he's like, Eminem can't be great.
And
he
was out there with peach baskets. Yeah, and we came in like, bitch, and it was like, oh, okay, we'll sit this out, man.
Right? You jumped over me.
Who's the Jackie Robinson of the NBA? Who was the first nigga that kind of like, oh the shit, first.
That was back with like Wilt and.
Well, first I don't. It, you
I
know,
don't know who the first.
You
is.
Had, but you have to go. Bill Russell, I guess, is iconic. Like,
I figured there's a bunch of no name dudes who they probably the hit Russell the record from. They were already breaking records.
Some nigga named Silky.
Yeah, Jimmy White Shoes Silky Johnson. Sweets. You know, Jimmy White. You've never seen White Shoes? Shit, back because you know some nigga that's like 90s, like shit back. White shoes. He was out there.
It was probably a lot more racist. They probably called him Black Licorice or something like that. Yeah. There's no way he's getting a cool name at first.
Yeah, yeah.
It's probably just
nigga Jim. Nigga Hops. I'm certain he's like, I walk so Bill Russell can run. I was that nigga.
No, you know what? He's probably a Bill Russell hater. Like, if you think about it, he's like, no, I was this nigga came in, and he just because he was 6'9", he might, mind you, he's like 5'7".
Stole all my
shit.
Moves.
Yeah. I taught him everything he knows.
I'm the original Bill Russell.
Like, y'all talking about Bill Russell again? Mad.
Drunk as shit.
Mad.
Have you Google white shoes. You'll know the secret.
He There's takes off his jacket. He still got his jersey on.
Yay. Nice like this.
Never been washed.
Still got his jersey on.
Never been washed
Chicago
at all.
Chicago City Slickers. Like, this is before Chicago they integrated.
I played for the Mississippi Monarchs.
This nigga still got the jersey.
Oh,
I'm going to look it up. Pissed off.
How do you think they treated the first nigga that dunked? You know what I mean? It did something that was like, that's. Can't
they
do.
Definitely blew the whistle.
That's a foul ref. That's a foul. It has to be a foul.
Hey, bro.
Ooh, the rim?
They tried to ban the dunk when Kareem started doing it.
Well, yeah, Kareem was killing. They couldn't stop. Kareem they did ban him.
Yeah.
That's how which was the best thing that ever happened to him. That's why he developed the hook shot.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't dunk no more. And then, I'll just score 40,000 points doing this shit. Because
so I know he was like, when everyone started dunking, he was like, these niggas.
Mm-hmm. Probably not. Because he said, like, it made me change my game and therefore I was unstoppable.
And it probably
like, if he would have just been dunking, right. You know what I mean? Like, but developing that shot. Nobody can stop it.
All right, here you go. In 1950, October 31st, Halloween it was.
Halloween.
Halloween, October 31st, 1950. Earl Lloyd.
Earl Lloyd. That makes sense.
That sounds
Earl
all right.
Lloyd. Yeah, yep.
Okay.
Earl Lloyd debuted in the Gangsta Capitals.
Debuted.
And the following night, that's how much of a trailblazer he was. Chuck Cooper, who was the first African-American draft in the NBA, played for the Boston Celtics the next game.
Wow. Mm.
So as soon as he did it, somebody was like, "Dike, get in there. You've been on our bench the whole time. Get in there."
Chuck Cooper.
Yeah. Chuck Cooper and Earl Lloyd.
Those names are so fitting.
Earl Lloyd definitely was a mechanic after this.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how long he played.
He played the game with a cigarette in his mouth. He was out there like, "You ain't never seen nothing like
that." He came to the game with oil leaking on him.
Nigga volunteered. He got paid nothing.
What's wild is like, I wonder what it felt like to just watch the takeover. Like, all right, come on, Chuck. Come on, Lloyd, and then Bill start killing it. Like, all right, settle down. And then just more start coming.
They ain't gonna like this. White bulls ain't gonna like this. You better chill out.
Also, next thing you know, they start killing. It's like, shit.
He lived to be to 2015. He lived a long time.
Oh, he's all
never heard of him. Sorry.
We got a documentary of nothing on him.
Right.
How was his stats look like?
He was still just like, anybody gonna?
I'm holding on. Any stats?
You know why, though? Because Jackie Robinson, it wasn't that he was the first. He was dope. Like, his stats were insane. He was killing rookie of the year, like, all this other stuff. Like, that guy probably averaged 2 points a game.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But,
like,
hold on. He had 8.4. And this
that's not legendary.
This is in the 50s, though.
It ain't.
There wasn't a shot clock back then.
Yeah. 6.4 rebounds. He was on the board. 8.4
is another nigga on the bench like, oh, he in there catting off. Catting off! wait till I show him what I can do.
Yeah, 8.4
ain't nothing. Against them?
Yeah, it's not enough.
They was only scoring like 40 a game back then.
But
that nigga had 27 of them.
But was Jackie Robinson the first, though? I thought he was just the first great black.
No, he was the first integrated.
Somebody else played or whatever, but it didn't. Like, Jackie was the first one that, like...
They said there was like a half black passing Latino who wasn't like the first. There's I don't know how much of it is true. There is somebody else who was supposed to be the first.
There was somebody definitely mixed race. He's like, just call me white.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, facts.
You got up there. Boom, nigga. Whoa. Hey.
Look at the hair. Look at
easy.
The hair.
One of you.
I got blue eyes.
I got a house.
Think of
the house, man.
And then, that's what made me laugh at this whole, you know, Taylor Swift thing is like, you think how racist this country is for these middle Americans to be rooting for Lamar, who they just hated two weeks ago.
Yeah.
Like, goddamn, anything but this Taylor Swift. Yeah. I will suck that nigger dick if you just please give me the coon spoon. I don't care. I'll do it. Just get her off my television. Like, for them to root for, I'm looking at the comments and they're like, Lamar, do it for us. And it's white people.
Right.
And no one like Lamar. I'm like, that's how annoying the Chiefs have become, where they would rather root for. And Lamar, black. He is the epitome. He country, he dark skin, and they like, please.
Yeah. I don't know what Lamar be saying
please.
Sometimes.
Yo, you know what you got to do?
I just say Lamar. Lamar got come with subtitles.
You know, he got two black names.
Lamar Jackson. And they like.
And he looked dead on Samuel L. Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Gotta be his family.
Last
could
name,
be a thing. Gotta be his family.
Gotta be.
The L is probably, he's probably his descendant.
Lamar! Samuel Lamar, Jackson. Racing.
If that's his name, that's wild.
That'd be funny.
Look at it. Do another black back, Jazz. Look at
yo,
black
the
L. L.
Is, if it's Lamar, I'm flipping this table over.
All right, they all came in here late today.
Oh boy. It's Leroy. It's even blacker than Lamar. Okay.
Leroy.
Damn. Leroy Lamar Jackson?
No, Samuel.
Oh,
Samuel.
Leroy.
Leroy
Lamar. Leroy Lamar would be excessive.
I'm like, that's a lot of black. That's
excessive. Have a conversation.
Leroy Lamar.
Leroy Lamar is crazy.
Devontae Jackson. Like, he'd be like, all right, nigga.
So King Julius Lance in the house.
Yeah, they pulling in now. They must have got the alert late.
You also got to remember that no one gave a shit about basketball in the 50s.
That's true.
No one
baseball
cared.
Was America's pastime.
Baseball was it. No one cared about football. Nobody gave a shit if it wasn't baseball. That's why it was such a huge phenomenon. Mm-hmm. Like, who's the first black dude in hockey? You don't know.
Right.
Who's the first black dude in football?
Couldn't even tell you.
Couldn't even tell you.
That's why I love Winning Time. That show was amazing, dude.
Why? Because of
it showed that transition.
Oh, the way they desecrate Magic Johnson.
Show was fire.
And I hate that it got canceled.
But it should have got canceled.
Well, I heard
it showed Magic.
From what I've seen from players and people here, they said the show's bullshit.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So that they don't like it.
Right.
So they're like,
Magic was like,
bullshit.
I wasn't fucking bitches, nigga.
I wasn't.
Okay, yes, you were Magic.
You didn't get that call out of nowhere. Like,
it wasn't like that, though. Yeah.
The disrespect is the creator said he wanted to go 7 seasons. And, but why do you open up with Magic Johnson with the AIDS. I'm like, nigga.
Oh, that's how they ruled you.
Magic had a whole career before. Magic was a national treasure before he started coughing.
Open, like, open the scene. I'm like,
what are you doing?
There's no way gonna get to this
at the podium.
Yeah, no. They started at him at the
doctor.
At the doctor.
Oh, they sure did.
Getting the results.
That's
they
wild. Sure as
and
hell.
They never got to that ever again. They never even talked about that.
That's wild as hell.
Wait, nigga, we ain't gonna never get to this.
They went to that before they even went to him having kids.
Right.
That's wild. At his funeral, they're gonna be like Magic Johnson, whatever, 12-time NBA, 5-time champion, philanthropist, billionaire. AIDS survivor. AIDS survivor.
Yeah.
You would be
Magic,
missed.
I bet Magic in the that? House, like, they be talking shit about me, but I done outlived a lot of goddamn people.
Everybody.
Yeah.
He was a big, he was the most famous person ever to get it. So everybody was just like, Magic? Like, Magic?
Yeah.
And that's why he's like, poster child.
Another one. Another one.
He and they kept doing no look passes to other people. Oh, AIDS to you. Every time he's about to die, pass it off to somebody.
Now, hold on. I have a question. Would y'all have been weird in playing with him back then?
Back then, probably everybody would have.
Yeah, it was it was guaranteed death.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah,
no one guaranteed
death. Look how niggas acted with COVID.
AIDS?
AIDS was the first Ebola virus.
And when he got
But he's your teammate, though.
Yeah.
Your brother. Y'all been in the foxhole together.
What's up, dog?
Championship.
What's up, man? How you doing, fam? Are you playing tonight? Nah, I'm feeling a little sick myself.
I'm hurt. Full Miami.
Yeah, it had a.
Y'all have been open with it like I think Karl Malone was open with it.
Well, yeah, but he fucks kids, so no one cares what he thinks. Yeah, no one cares what he thinks.
He's a monster.
He was doing his conference Sesame Street in the background.
I'm not playing with nobody with AIDS. Color there.
Karl Malone.
Like, fuck Karl Malone, man. He's a bad person.
He's always seemed like a jerk.
He did.
Just always just seemed like some diabolical.
Like him being a pedo is like just the icing on the cake of like pedo. He seems like a shit person. You know what I mean? Him being
Chester.
A chomo. Yeah.
Chomo.
Being a chomo.
No chomo.
Chester.
Yeah. Magic. Magic's the poster. But like he just I always like feel like Magic gained weight just to keep everybody at ease.
I
probably.
You know what I mean? Like
it's bad for my knees, but I'm healthy.
Like, he was like, because if he lose weight, people panic.
Yeah.
So he was like, I'm just going to get fat.
I told Chaz, I think he became a businessman because he's like, I'm about to be up out of here. So let me just go and create my legacy. And I'm going to donate a lot of my money. And like, before I get up out of here, I'm about to change people's lives. And he's like, oh, this is actually working out in my favor.
And I'm alive. And I'm still alive.
Yeah, you get those results. You want to change things up. Right. Right.
Hey, love you, brother. I know we had some differences.
Well, also, he got to do all the like new trial stuff for free. You know what I mean?
Did anybody have the movie?
No.
I'm talking about the
like
medicine.
When he got it, they put him on all the regimens. All the stuff that's out now, he had then.
Right.
Oh, the new. Oh, yeah.
He had the money and access to get. So they was like, but he said a lot of people back then would get it and then be like, well, that's it. He said when they told him, he was like, what I need to be on? He's still a competitor. Yeah, so he's like, I'm a beat this. So everything they gave him and all the stuff that's out now, he was taking. Mm-hmm. He was just doing it. Now they can't even find a trace of it in his.
Yeah, because he took everything. Wow. He took aspirin, Motrin.
Diamond Tap.
Hey.
Benadryl.
Like, I don't know which one cured it.
Hey, bro. Like, yeah. How he not start the Magic Pharmacy? I don't know, bro. That's definitely a chain he should have started. Come on down to Magic.
No trace
pharmacy.
Of it. That's amazing. God,
yeah, he has no trace. They can't find it.
Still these streets?
Absolutely.
I don't think so now.
Yeah.
Well, not. He's old now.
Look, come on, baby. I ain't got it.
Look at my results.
Look, dog. You can't cheat on your wife and get AIDS and go back out in these streets. that's like it's one thing you cheat. You're like, you brought me chlamydia. You know what I'm saying? But you bring him back.
So you
AIDS?
Think, so you think his nigga's been a virgin since 91?
No, that's what I'm saying.
So who's taking it? Who's rolling his dice with him?
You can't get back out there. And be
I think a lot of people. I think a lot of people.
I think he takes care of a lot of bills out there. He just show up to their house with his doctors.
People are pretty reckless,
right?
Like there's people I know who have stuff, put it out there that they have, and people be like, so. They gonna, yeah, yeah. You know what I mean?
So there's a girl right now who has AIDS who's like, hey, let's combine it. Let's, we can't get
like
sick.
Like it's a superpower.
Let's go Super Saiyan.
Captain Planet, when our powers combine.
Oh,
it's like herpes.
We can't get it.
We got it. That's how people was acting with COVID.
Right.
Like when we everybody started hanging out, like, you got it? Oh, nigga, let's go barbecue. Let's go play
Well.
Might as well. So hell yeah, people still doing it.
Yeah,
that's wild, bro.
Yeah, it is crazy.
They popping a blue chew and going at it.
Yeah,
it is. That's what they doing, man. Speaking of blue chew, mm-hmm. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets at a fraction of the cost. That's my thing right there, a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night. You can also plan ahead and be ready for whenever the opportunity arises. Mm-hmm. The process is simple. You sign up at bluechew.com, you consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you receive your prescription in days.
Your crips.
It comes in a discreet package. Nobody knows what it is. You just get it. You know what I mean? On the low, comes in this little pack. You can shake it, tap it on your arm real quick, pop it open, boom, 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 take it.
take
it and do your thing. You know what I'm saying? And right now, we got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew for free when you use the promo code ISSUES.
Issues.
And you check out just $5 for shipping. That's all you're doing is paying for the shipping. And that's bluechew.com, promo code ISSUES to receive your first month free. Visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. I like that they say that at the end. Mm-hmm. Safety, because, you know, niggas be like, I want to be hard. Next thing you know, it's...
Yeah.
To the chew.
Got to be a damn fool not to get that deal.
Bro. So have y'all, all you guys tried the Bluetooth?
I definitely tried it.
Yeah?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Not yet.
I'm actually really curious. It's equivalent to Viagra, right?
I've never taken that, so I don't know.
Because I'm actually curious. Is it like you bust and you still up?
I was.
Keon said he was still Hulk.
Yeah, I was still ready to go.
I'm saving it for a special day.
Yeah.
When I want to hurt my birthday. Stuff out.
You get this.
After the show, they're like, Craig, both of y'all?
it's like a Mentos commercial.
What did you
want to ask about Friday?
All right. Everybody's familiar with the movie Friday.
Yes. Yeah.
Very.
Friday pretty much all happened over $200, correct?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
All right, he owed $200. Craig, Smokey, everybody in this neighborhood, no one could collect $200. Mm-hmm. This is a tragedy. More so than that, Smokey had money. Do you remember this scene? He's flipping the money over. Smokey had about $100.
Right.
So really, they only needed $100 to avoid getting shot at. That whole movie is about $100.
It is.
Yep.
Now, Craig just got fired that day, the day before, I'm assuming, because it was the morning.
Yeah.
He got fired on his day off.
Mm-hmm.
Craig couldn't go get his last check that day. Smokey had a car.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, this movie is so flawed.
No, every time they had it, they'd lose it.
No.
He called the girl to bring it.
Right. He asked for $200, right?
Yeah, she brought it.
But they only needed $100. They didn't need $200 at all.
Right.
Didn't Smokey go buy some weed with the money?
He already had the weed. He already had.
He smoked it all. He didn't sell the rest. That's why he was $100 short.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So he had this. So all he needed was $100.
They counted at least $50 at that.
He did that $20, $100, $50 over. Right. But he flipped $100, and then
so he only had $60, I think.
Yeah.
$20, $40.
He only had $60.
So he had $60. So he needed $140.
Okay. So he needed
$140.
The whole movie is about $140.
Right.
That these two grown men could not scrounge up
because everybody they went to didn't want to give them the money.
Craig had a whole job.
He could have got that last
check. He could have got that last check. And we could have
avoided. What do you think the check was ready, though? If you got fired that day,
up a check that day. Just like, come get you a
check. Yeah, they had the check ready. Right. They already know they're about to fire you. It's very rarely you get fired the day, you know what I mean, for something you did that day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying?
So $140.
I said, ain't no way.
That's like $700 now.
Also.
You think so? What was that, 90?
When inflation, 94? I know back then, that 200 sounded like a lot.
A kid,
I was like, they need $200.
That's 30 years ago.
$140.
It'd been different if they weren't adults, bro. Craig was 23, correct?
Still living at home.
Now, also, he was, you know, he asked his, he didn't, I don't know if he, I can't remember if he asked his parents for money.
He asked his dad, I think.
So okay, today's never, money okay. would be $281.
Come on, dog.
Somebody had $281.
Somebody had $281.
But the mom didn't, she's like, you ain't working, I'm not giving you the money.
Also, once you say Big Worm, the local drug dealer, right?
It's going to kill me.
It's going to kill us.
Yeah.
They put a hit out on us.
Right.
There was a drive-by. You don't think somebody would have came up
with that?
Family's
going to come up with that money.
Right. Somebody's going to
shoot. Yeah, yeah.
This was all over.
Unless they be like, ain't nobody finna kill you for no funky little $281.
Like, that was like, yeah. Somebody gonna kill me over two. Like, you came to us, it was like, somebody gonna kill me over $280. Yeah. Like,
and
up,
and he came up a little bit because he did sell some weed to Hector.
Yeah.
Right? Hector came up and he did, so I don't know how much he sold, but he had.
He probably a dime bag.
Let's say it was $10. Okay? So he needs one.
So he needs 130 now.
Right? He's at 130, dog. I said, ain't no way this whole movie happened over this.
It's rough out there sometimes, man.
Yeah. Over that, with all the adults.
Everybody's like,
and Craig could have been like, yo, Worm, I got you. I just got fired. Let me get my check. Yeah. I got you. Smokey, you owe me. I feel like Worm's a person's going to be like, all right, dog, it's on you, though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lying to Worm made it worse.
Lying to Worm made it worse.
But the fucked up part was $200.
Craig wasn't involved. Smokey got him involved.
Right.
So Smokey needed to come up with that damn money because Craig wasn't even in it.
He said we need to pay him.
We.
Let's stick together. This nigga crazy.
He could have pawned the gun in.
Yeah, you had options.
Mm-hmm.
You had options, bro.
Yeah.
The fact that he even talk about his job.
He could have called the police and said, these niggas about to kill us.
He was going to do that.
Full snitch.
Yeah. But, you know, the whole movie is no police, was it?
Not a single cop.
No, not a cop. No.
Not a single cop.
Not in them neighborhoods.
Yeah. Well, at the end when they hit, when Debo was knocked out and you seen the little sirens. Yeah,
they pulled up.
Stuff. Yeah.
Them cats just kept going right past. They went.
They hit that nigga with a brick.
Yeah.
He'd be dead. And Debo took it. Yeah.
No, ain't gonna be no all.
Yeah.
Brick
to the head. You might be. Craig not coming back, normal. Man.
Yeah.
He
said, Craig went in there trying to tackle that bitch. What are you doing?
Yeah, nigga.
He said, that's all you got.
Wait, so you ever had a nigga hit you in your back, bro?
Get up,
that
Craig.
Shit hurts.
Let Donkey go. Kong punch, bro.
Let go.
Get up, Craig.
Do you wrestle in that point or do you go
not,
for that?
No.
But you have to knock. You can't. He's strong. He's bigger.
Yeah, so I'm saying you can't wrestle.
You got to go,
you gotta go for a brick, nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That was not fair and square. He talking about he whooped your ass. Nigga, no.
I mean, shout out to Craig because he was like, that's a female. He came, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Even the push, though, let you know, oh, shit.
Oh, he bounced off of him.
That's a fish. He pushed him.
Oh, snap.
He said, what'd you say, little nigga?
I know he hurt his wrist.
Oh, shit. What'd you say, little nigga?
Don't put the gun down. Go for the pistol whip.
All right, pistol whip. I'm not mad at
pistol
you.
Whip.
I'm not mad at you. Or you could just held the gun. Hey, Debo wasn't no punk.
Yeah.
Debo was like, what you gonna do with that?
Yeah.
Hey, Debo wasn't no
punk.
Put
that gun down,
son. You knocked out like the pops used to.
Nigga, your father is right there.
Hey, man. Debo wasn't no punk, bro.
Nah, Debo didn't give a fuck. He was robbing niggas he knew. That nigga, he didn't care. Here come Debo.
You got something.
Broad daylight. He's robbing in broad daylight.
Who says that? Like they owe him. You got something. What?
They never jumped so him. All them niggas took their chain.
Nobody
decided to
jump
him.
At least all what he did to Craig.
Yeah. Was Debo a Crip?
So he's all black. He had black in the...
Oh,
black.
His black was blue.
They never mentioned
Where did he live? Like, who was his parents like? Like, what? Like, is he in that neighborhood?
He just appeared
on
the bike.
But Smokey said he don't pull that shit on them fools around the corner.
Yeah.
So he only did it.
Nigga, let's see that origin story.
He only did it because he knew he could.
I want to see that origin story. Who fucked him up? He said,
yeah, yeah. Hey, I can't pull that shit around them around
the corner. I'm not
fucking
don't
pull that shit
y'all.
On the fools around the corner. The mother nigga was like, what's up? And he was like, nah, I'm good. I robbed these niggas
I'm going
over
back
here.
I'm 43rd.
That work at UPS.
He was robbing people that was working for him. Right. Like a little hard-earned check.
So he really wasn't a hood nigga like that because he was scared of other hood niggas.
Nah, they was flocking. They was jumping in everybody's windows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He robbed Felicia.
Yeah, that's true. But he was only doing it in the neighborhood he knew wouldn't fight back.
Yeah, well, there's a Debo on the next block.
And he didn't want no. Well, he didn't want no smoke with that.
It was
Debo.
A strong gang era in there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And Smokey said that
they were definitely affiliated. I think. Yeah, Smokey.
I don't think he was, and maybe that's why he. I think he was solo, and that's why he operated like that.
Oh,
he had to stay in this.
A nomad.
He had to stay in this. Yeah, this neighborhood because I ain't got backup in the other neighborhood.
He had Ezell.
Be here.
Remember, Ezell was holding his
knife.
Ezell was holding his knife.
Oh my knife.
Why was he playing Blasphemy? Who agreed to play Blasphemy and Debo?
He said, hold my money.
Right.
Like, you would have lost no matter what.
You would? I lost? Why? My dad used to say that. Why are you shooting with this nigga then? If you can't even win.
I won. You would? I lost.
Why are you playing?
It's time to get up. All right, y'all.
What's the point? I told you not to come down here messing with these,
these people. Everything these people. Debo says is quotable, man.
And he only had a few lines.
That's my boy, Punk.
Yeah. So crazy.
That scene is so funny.
Yeah.
Debo. I thought you, his humbleness.
Yeah.
Pop the strip. The way he said it.
Yeah.
Pop the strip.
I like to look back.
Yeah.
He looked back at
his dad. Killed that scene, help bro. Yeah. He killed help that
dad,
scene.
Dad, come over here.
Pop the strip. He won't be the answer. I'm like, man.
You know.
You know, when you're sure.
He said. He whispered because he's like,
I didn't want my dad to hear.
Imagine him is saying, either my dad gonna beat me up or you. Like, so I gotta come talk to you.
Grown men, bro. Everybody was grown.
Let me see what my father's asking. I don't want him to hear this.
Pops, you gonna be asking my bike. You know I wouldn't even trip. What bike?
Be crazy.
The beach cruiser.
He said, oh.
Oh, that bike.
Then he said, you want some two pumps?
It's right over here, homie.
Nope.
But then Ronaldo Ray gonna pick him up. I told you not to come down here and mess with you. You the one sent him over there. What
he
you talking about?
He dropped him off. He was with him, right?
Right. I told you not to come over here and mess with these people.
Ooh, we need a Debo origin story, man.
Y'all didn't have a Debo in your neighborhood?
No.
No, we grew up in the burbs,
Craig. We had a Debo just from like fourth Kim to like in the eighth next grade. Because he grew taller than everybody first, and the gang got him early. He used to come and throw rocks at the window, like, come outside. And niggas be hiding, trying to get real high up to look out the, look out the curtain.
Now, we had a dude at the school who was bigger than everybody who used to beat up, and his name was D-Lo.
Oh.
Hilarious, actually. That was his name. But he came to the school like sixth grade, and he was already like 6 foot something. He was just bigger than everybody else, and it was just like, all right, well, nigga.
That was Kieron. He got it. Jumped in the gang first, everything first, went to Juvie first.
Wow.
Yeah, he
King
tried.
Kieron?
Huh?
No, he's from Texas.
Oh. No,
that was his name, Kieron?
Yeah. He robbed an ice cream truck. He's in sixth grade. That was first grade.
Well, what? He had a gun. Or he just.
He had a BB gun.
Oh.
What are some things y'all did that as kids that you was like, I should have got arrested? I should have.
I set a fire at a grocery store, like in a
nigga.
Field.
What?
Oh, at a field.
You went full arson.
It was a man. Sheesh. No, it was an accident. It got out of control.
Wait. How was it? You started the fire.
Oh, playing with matches. You know, them fields.
This is past an accident.
Oh man, I was just lighting the matches, and then it caught on. Me and one of my little friends caught on, and then we was like.
Brush fire,
making it bigger.
And it went crazy. It got bigger. So we was like,
you
we
just started running. Just
so how did you get to? Wait, how did you get to the grocery store?
No, it was by the grocery store. So it was like an empty field across the street from the grocery store.
It took out that whole field.
Oh, it took out the whole field.
Oh boy,
ran.
Did y'all was go it on the news? Tell somebody?
No, nigga.
Y'all didn't go like, hey, we just happened to see.
Nope. Yeah, we ran home. Yeah. That's how out of control it got. And we just,
you didn't
driving.
Tell anybody, like, we don't know how it happened, but a fire started.
Yeah. To this day, fire. Only me and him know.
Not now, nigga. Yeah.
Well, the world.
Watched it on the news with his mom, like, Mama, look, what happened?
Who would do something like this?
He's covered in soot.
Who would do something
like
this? Who would do something like this?
You never told your mom?
Damn.
Never.
See you running away from the surveillance camera?
Would you tell your mom now?
Yeah, I would tell her now. But she probably wouldn't even remember.
Oh, boy.
I don't think they knew like that. But
that's
it was like
crazy.
Right around the corner.
Mom's like, I knew.
Whole
it was
brush
you.
Fire. Yeah,
like, you ain't know.
Yeah,
that's wild. Though. I don't know if I have anything. But I got arrested for.
As in, like this is.
I mean,
street racing. When I was younger. Legal. I was dumb.
Yeah. Drinking and driving.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
everybody's been there.
Yeah.
Y'all done that?
We used to rob the school lockers.
Okay.
That was
while people were still there.
What'd you find?
Oh yeah, when we ditched.
Wow.
Usually books, and we throw them all out and shit. And nobody had money. Nobody wanted to eat the lunch that was in there.
Yeah.
Nobody had money.
Some sneakers, maybe.
I used to.
Well, stealing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I look how we're doing all these things we shouldn't be doing. Right. Stealing, drinking.
What'd you steal?
Oh, arson. You stole?
I didn't steal a lot of big stuff. That's the thing. I would always steal little stuff. You know, CDs came out on Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Steal those, take the little bar.
Every Tuesday you was there?
Not every Tuesday. That's too hot.
Right. Yeah.
I used to steal do-rags.
What you in for? Waves.
I wanted one of every color.
Infinite.
No, I'm not buying all these.
Little Bow Wow on the front.
Hey, those little hood, those little hood stores that would have. All, I used to love them stores, bro.
Penny candy stores. We used to have those. Every little morsel is a penny.
Oh, yeah, I never had those.
Morsel. I stole those. Yeah, I stole shoestrings. Remember when the case was and all this stuff was out? You had a different color shoestring?
Yeah.
I would take all the color shoes. I just took stuff that had a lot of colors.
You got the match. You wanted different shoes.
These, yeah. Y'all got these in maroon? You turn around.
the most ridiculous thing I ever stole was a breakfast sandwich.
Where?
From the college. Like, I was in line in the thing, and I just took it and put it in my back pocket. And the dude, but I bought one too. And then the dude, some dude, he was like, I saw you.
Yeah,
I was
like,
I was like, saw me what? He was like, I was like, I'm paying for one right now. He was like, nah, check your back pocket. Like, you check my back pocket.
Oh, he was a bold. He was a bold thing.
And he was just like,
did he work there?
Like, he couldn't do nothing about it. But I was like, and I paid for it. I was like, man, this nigga bothering me.
Yeah.
I took the other one out of my pocket.
Like, yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Ken was like, prove it, I will.
Ridiculous. What'd you do? You said?
So you know how in black families we keep grease, like bacon grease, fish grease, and all that stuff. We had like a little bucket, and after a while it gets full, my mom say, like, throw it away because it's, you know, it's overflowing. This is government right here, what I did right now. I should be federal prison. I thought it was a good idea to pour the grease into a post office mailbox.
Oh, you wild as hell.
And I was like, in my head, I was thinking, like, once the mailman came, he'd be like, what is this? And I'm like, yeah, I got you. I'm like, I'm fucking the people's, like, bills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's federal.
And I was like, nigga, I should have went to prison.
Wait, how old were you when you did that?
This is yesterday. I would say 13, 14.
Oh, damn, yeah.
Yeah, it was right on the corner of our house. I was like, this would be a good idea. And trash cans right next to it. I was like, nah, this is a better option.
What made y'all stop your stuff? Like, the dumb stuff you were doing?
I wanted to say maturity, but it's deeper than just realizing, like, I wouldn't want nobody stealing from me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Makes you be like, still in there.
That's what made me stop. Yeah. And I was like, I'm done. Cause like everybody was doing it. It was the Walmart by the high school.
Right.
So everybody would go there after school. And I was just like, I'm not comfortable with this anymore. Yeah. Like, I'm done. And I kid you not, the day I quit, the next day somebody was getting arrested. And I was like, see, I need.
And when it's not funny no more, when your friends do, you be like, hey, man, that wasn't cool.
Yeah.
I remember my boy peed in a Rally's cup. And he asked dude for directions. He was like, go. And I was like, yo, what are y'all?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
What are you doing? He was like, I think I know what it was. Yeah. Why would you do that?
He's like, yeah. He's like, you like that, huh? No.
It was said, man, go be bitches, y'all. Man, we all having fun. I was like, nigga, no. Why would you do that?
That's disrespectful. Wild.
Yeah. And that nigga reminded me like a
friends?
Week ago.
Wait, you remember I had my dick in that cup and I was peeing and then I threw it on the
he
person.
He still thinks it's funny though. Did it last week again too. It's a good time.
Piss smells different now.
I went by a whole funeral, man. I got everybody.
Let's bring the band back.
They were sad anyway.
I put it in a super soaker.
Just not wanted to, like, you know, karma. I mean, we would run out of Denny's and all do that little stuff. And I'd be like, definitely. Man, we taking from someone hard-earned money. And you don't have to do it, especially nowadays. We got app. We got things like earning.
Hey. Oh.
It was a force, but I got it in there. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with earning. Earning is an app that gives you access to pay your work up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earning app and verify your paycheck, then access to up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I think, Chaz, you was using Earning for a little bit, right?
I was very struggling, yes.
Did it help, Broski?
The writer's strike tore me up.
I was very struggling.
Yes.
But it helped, right? Got you through some little rough times.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
Kept the marriage together.
Damn.
That's
an average. Stop reading. We're done
after that. But make earning a part of your financial routine and join Earning's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about earning, I think about financial stability, security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Down verbatim. So it definitely works. So download Earning today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N-G. I-N. E as in egg, A as in apple, R as in riot, N as in Nancy, I as in intelligent, and N as in Nancy. Once again, that's E-A-R-N-I-N. In the Google Play or the Apple App Store, when you download the Earning app, type in Daddy Issues under podcast. When you go sign up, it'll really help the show, Daddy Issues under podcast. Subject available, earnings, location, daily max, and pay period. See if earning.com/TOS for details. Earning is a financial technology company, not a bank. Once again, Earning is a financial technology company, and it's not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust members, FDIC.
What if somebody did like a, you know, they give instructions to like codes, but it's always words they choose that's not like great, like P as in pterodactyl.
Oh,
like K as in knowledge.
All the mess up.
People like, wait, hold on, what? F is in pharmacy. Yeah. Like, hold on, slow down.
That'd be annoying. That'd be so annoying. You
know, or being mean to the customer service. L as in loser.
Just solve it, man.
Yeah. J, job.
J as in jackass.
Yeah.
What did I do?
B, bitch.
You're describing him. Yeah. T as in terrible service.
That's hella funny.
You'd be like, I think I got all those, sir.
Crying.
And all they hear is,
excuse me. Oh my God, Jack just killed himself.
That's all you hear somebody yell to me.
I'm like, hello.
Hello.
Can I get my confirmation?
Number? Jack.
Hey, you son of a bitch. What'd you say to Jack?
No, you gotta flip it after that. I know. I meant S as in sorry. W as in we need you.
Jack was just getting over his depression. Yeah. Jack,
you see what you do, you son of a bitch.
Like, what if the person was still heartless? So am I getting my refund or not? I call for it.
Yeah, you the manager? Great.
Jack was not helpful.
Yes. Jack is D for dead. Now listen.
The customer's like, who next? Beatrice? Okay, let me
What if the person who got on was like, shit, I've been waiting to get this job. Like, just stepped over him. Promotion? Yeah. What do you need, sir?
P for promotion.
He came in with a happy voice. Hey, it's your number one like a radio station.
Hold on 1 second. Let me just move, Jack.
Take out these pictures of his family.
Just turn these down.
Let me turn these over. All right. He said, put this stuff up.
At least we don't have to lie to his wife anymore. Hey.
That'd be cold as ice.
You know what's funny? When you say hold on to somebody on the phone, you got to make noises so they know they're not like quiet. You be like, hold on, let me... gotta get this out.
What, to keep them on the phone?
Yeah, because you want to like, say, hello? You're like, I'm just...
Yeah, I apologize a lot. Sorry, say so long.
Yeah.
My bad. I'm
put
just
my shoes on.
I walk through steps. I'd be like, okay, opening the email now. Okay, checking. Got almost here. There we go. 3, 5, 6, 2.
Yeah, you don't want to hang. You don't want them to hang up.
I don't want them to sit there.
Please stay with me. I'm still here.
Okay, okay.
Open up my laptop.
Better cream. I'll say anything.
How was your day? Where you from? Where you calling from? Chicago? Okay, I love Chicago.
Is your energy different online if you can tell that they're black?
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah?
I usually get Wayans, like in the Wayans family.
Oh, no.
Is there a hookup coming in here? Or just want to ask me about Sean and Keenan?
I can imagine if like a celebrity calls for customer service, they get it like... I ain't gonna hold you, man.
No, they be like, is this the...
This ain't Dion Lack. Dion Lack. Hello, man. I watch your shows, man. That's what's up, man. Before we get started, man, can you do the little phrase for me? The phrase that pays.
Tony said it happened to him. Somebody was like, is Tony Baker? Like, they recognize his voice. Not even the name. They just recognize the voice.
I'm sorry to ask you this, man, but...
I got this dog.
I'm going to send the video to you.
Actually, I got your number here.
Right.
What's crazy, the mother of my kids said she called somewhere and was calling something for about Aviance and Avene. And whoever's on the phone were like,
is their dad like a comedian? We see him on Daddy Issues
or whatever
it
was.
I love it.
But the fact that they took the name Avi and A and correlated from this, I was like, oh,
that's
shit.
Dope. Yeah, it's weird. It's like for us, my last name, nigga, you can't.
Yeah.
So my brother said he was in Safeway and he slid his card in the pay and he was like, you got a brother?
Yeah.
Keon? And he was like, yeah. He was like,
KP.
Nice. Mm. He was like, is this free? Or like, what do I get out of this? And he was like, that's what's up.
Let's hear the fan moments, y'all. Let me hear y'all fan moments.
It's never happened to me. Anybody ever come up to me.
It was like, Rogers.
We did our shows. They'd be like, Daddy Issues.
You're going somewhere.
Yeah. You're talking about on a random?
Just random people just walking up to
you. No, my neighbor was the one. He was like, you Chaz?
Yeah.
You Chaz? Like,
there we go.
Your neighbor, you say, yeah. But this whole next time, though?
Yeah, we live next to him because he saw me on Shantae's...
Up Close and Personal?
No, the Charades.
Charades. Oh,
okay. Yeah. And that's then... Dope. He's like, oh, you're the dude from Daddy Issues. Because, you know, once you get into one of us, we're all not that hard to find.
Now he knows where you live.
And I mean, my neighbor. It was,
he just hasn't I see him every damn day.
I see him all the time.
What you got, Kate?
What do you want, weird? Because now it happens, I feel like all of it happens more frequently.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think I laughed because it was just so like random. So it was a mom of one of the like Hottie's friends, like one of the kids they play baseball. The mom of him was like, oh my God, I know him. Like she just got really excited. Yeah. And I'm like,
yeah.
So, did you make this chicken? Like, what? No, the probably the most random. Me and Cody was walking down the street on a coming back from one of our hikes. Mm-hmm. The nigga yelled,
"Yeah!"
And he opened his car like, "Yo!" And I got into like, well, "What's good, bro? Yeah, like, we gonna
love what y'all doing, man? Y'all too."
So you had to soften up.
Yeah. I love it. I was like, "Oh, thank you. I watch y'all all the time, man. Yeah, this is dope, man. Yeah,
King
got
me a chokehold. I'm already in. I can't untie."
Because it happened 2 times with guys, like when I'm walking with her, and one dude pulled over, like, "Yo!" And I'm like, "What, nigga?"
Yeah.
And it was like, "Nah, we just." So Cody has been trying to get me to be like, you have to understand now.
Yeah, it's coming.
It's coming, so relax.
Mm-hmm. No.
You're like, yeah, it's just like.
Don't relax.
She's like, people are going to do it because I've done it. Now that I'm thinking about it, I've done it 3 times.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, that one time you do relax.
Right. Somebody did it in Vegas, and they were like, yo, but I'm with my kids.
Yeah.
And so they're like, man, you and the kids. I'm like, what about the kids? Mm-hmm. And they're like, nah, watch y'all. I was like, oh. Because I'm just like, I'm always in, when I'm with them, I'm in a different
Kendrick
mode.
Kendrick and them little fist balling up, getting ready, going off dad's energy.
Right.
All right, dad.
Nah, just fuck with y'all, man.
That's when you see me be the true asshole. If I'm with the fam, bro, I'm on guard.
Yeah, I'm just always on guard.
I mean, what if it's super love, though?
Mm-hmm. If they come over, hey, I'm still on guard.
What it is that they don't address what it is at first because they're nervous.
It's weird. Yeah, they don't know how to approach.
So they're just like, hey, and I'm just like, what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're like, and then they'll be like, yeah, and I'm y'all, and I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. What? Like what? And they're like, no, I follow. Oh.
Also,
I have to turn that off. When
you
I'm
don't
want to
be the dude like, hey, hold on, they recognize me. Wait a second.
Can you move, please?
I was blocking your vision.
My bad. I'm just trying to get to the soda. You in front of the soda machine.
My bad.
Yeah, I don't want to ever assume, so I'm just always like...
Right. You got to make sure. Yeah. What'd you see me on?
Yeah. What's yours?
I was at this Juneteenth thing.
Lemert
Park.
Yeah.
And I'm just enjoying the show. And this dude stood next to me was like real close. He's like...
out the corner of his eye?
Yeah. He was right next to me. Like, he said... And then I was like, you know, this music, and he was just like,
You were still looking straight ahead?
Yeah. I'm just like, nigga, there's a lot of room over here. He said, hey, man.
They had to build the courage, bro. Like, they had to build up the courage.
Hey, man, I'm a huge fan of you. What
if you heard him going?
he tries, hey, nope. Mm-mm. Hey, man.
You just hear like,
you can do it. And I'm already gone.
Come on. Yeah. Love you, man.
What if he just goes like, I'm a fucking loser. Forget it.
I remember when that dude stopped you when I had first met y'all in Sacramento. We were just walking through that open mall or whatever. He said, hey, man. You one of them wins.
Oh, I get that a lot before they even know. Some people say, yeah, when you're doing another season of that second generation Wayne's thing.
Yeah, that's
I'm like,
funny.
That was 12 years ago.
Wow. You should bring it back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, oh, we're going to be a bit old.
Watching Craig do that, I was like, oh, he's used to it because Craig was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is. He's just used to it. Yeah, I was like, ooh, you got recognized. Life,
yeah, like, yeah. Hey, you Keenan's son, huh? And I'm like, no, yeah. That's my uncle.
Who the Damons?
Nah, when Craig got it from Bussa, I had to be like, here's your stripes. You've earned this.
Oh, Bussa Ryan?
Yeah, Bussa Ryan. Yeah. Hey, yo, Craig!
Yeah!
So you had to know Bussa for a long time now.
Yeah, he did Wayne's Brothers back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And him and Marlon's always been cool since leading the new school.
Mm-hmm. That's dope.
And yeah, Marlon did the gave him his award, right?
Yeah,
Lifetime Achievement Award.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know Marlon presented.
And also, he did that movie Omar and Higher Learning. He used to go up to set.
Mm-hmm. You know the best flex is when you're humble with your friends and somebody approaches. Yo, D.I., you be like, hey, what up, bro? You my friend. I'm like, hey, what's up, man? What's going on, man? Yeah, absolutely. You see your friend like.
For me, it's not my friends, because my friends are all, my family, my brother,
civilians.
My brother is my number one. Yeah. Like Keith is my number one, hype man.
Yeah.
So he be, because our thing is, whenever something is happening career wise, whatever, he always quotes Five Heartbeats. He's like, baby doll. It's happening, baby. So anytime something goes, if I book another thing, he texts me, it's happening.
It's happening.
So he gets excited. So if somebody stops us or something like that, he'd be like, yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
He gets pumped.
Yeah, it's like I mean, being around Tony, you see people, oh my God, I'm looking like, this is dope to see, man.
The best is when you see people looking, but they're not going to say them, but you see them like, I think that's... Like you said, the guy come next to you, you be like, you know what's going to happen, and you're just waiting?
I swear I did not know this.
You're just like, all right.
Huge fan of you on Squadcast, man. You gotta come back, man, with some rebuttals, man. They be getting you, man. They be getting you.
Last night at the show, some dude kept looking, and I couldn't tell if he was just there... bought tickets that day or whatever, if he came on purpose. I didn't know at the time. You never know. Mm-hmm. But so I'm sitting there and he just keeps going.
Yeah.
And I'm like, finally, now he's like, that's all he got out.
Come on, give me something.
I get that look, and then they hand me the camera and say, could you take this picture of me and Marlon?
I got that with Tony.
You nervous all the time. Before you said, here's the camera.
Yeah.
Can take the bit of me about it.
They got questions in there. I was pretty much Tony's official cameraman for some years.
Yeah.
I said, don't worry, I got this guy.
What about you, DC?
You said you got the kids?
Yeah, a couple times, yeah. In Iowa, in Des Moines, I was just walking the street at the farmer's market.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just all white people, and I didn't think anyone. You know, you think I'm dressed down. Mm-hmm. I could put on whatever, left the hotel room. And then this dude was just like, yo. And
just come out with it, or did he build
yo.
It up?
Yeah.
HBO. He just HBO.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
HBO. And I was like, oh, dope, man. I appreciate it. But when they do that, I show extra love.
Oh, hell yeah.
I appreciate it. So I went to his little stand and bought some shit I didn't need. you know what I mean? Just I show love when they do it.
Yeah. They don't have to. Yeah.
Do you ever feel weird when like someone screams out like, hey, Dion, I remember you from that gangbang.
You're like, what?
No, in the movie. He was in this movie.
Show me your ass. You remember. Hold on. Remember.
Turn around.
Show me your
ass. Mandingo party.
Yeah.
No, you don't know
Mandingo
his face that well.
Hold on, man. DC, we got to have this conversation.
Oh, yeah.
We got to have this conversation. Because I never had this conversation with DC around. You remember how this nigga pressured me, right? Yeah. And this nigga DC is an asshole. Nobody. This is what happened. Yeah, for those who don't know, on Haunted House 1. Marlon told both of us, I'm going to hook both of y'all with some lines, right? So he was showing some love. DC's was the scene with Afion when the furniture.
I had another line too, but they got cut.
Yeah.
I walked up the stairs with Afion and said some shit, yeah.
Yeah. So he's like, Dion, your next scene is going to be you. It's going to be the Mandingo party, right? So I saw. I didn't know what was happening, right?
Never got a script.
I didn't know. No, there was no script. On the spot.
We're winging this shit.
So Mike was like, all right, yo, we about to start this up. Here we go. Marlon was like, I'm talking like right before we actually said, I said, look, I want you to be smashing homegirl. I was like, oh, hell yeah. Let's do it. He said, all I want you to do is just pull your pants down right below your butt. You got to pull your everything down. Just pull your pants down and you hit. And I was just like, And he was like,
I got quiet.
I was like, you don't have to do this. And then he's like, because I mean, we got other extras. And then DC was like, I'll do it.
Like, no, that nigga lying.
DC, no, you didn't say that.
No,
you said I'll do it. I said, no, I got it.
No, hell no. I was like, this is all Deion.
No,
bro, hell.
Because it was the other extras. Like, I'll do it. DC, I'll do it. No, I got this, nigga. And I was like, this is how Hollywood shuffle.
Wait a second, it doesn't sound like something DC would say.
No, I was like, Deion is Taylor. No,
knowing DC, I don't see DC going out.
I don't think DC wants to take a bunch of
that. That sounds like DC.
Not doing it.
That sounds like a nasty lack thing. That sounds like a lack thing.
Well, it definitely was a lot of other extras. Like, I'll do it. Like, nigga, y'all calm down. This is my scene.
Deion had it on lock, bro.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
I'm listening to the story like, what?
Yeah, I don't sound like DC.
Yeah.
DC not showing.
Now I want y'all to go back and watch that movie.
You can find her YouTube. Deion's, just go to Mandingo Party Haunted House.
Yeah. And you're going to see lack ass.
Wow. And I remember I was trying to get some lines in. I was like, yeah, you going to get this.
They're like, stop, headcut. Yeah. Just don't. They're like, cut. We don't.
He said a monologue.
I want y'all to see. He said,
they're
who's
like, cut,
talking?
Who's talking right now? I said, Deion.
Came with a backstory. Yeah,
we said cheeks only, sir. Oh, cheeks only.
I said, hold on, cut. Who's talking? I said, I was trying to get some lines.
Hilarious.
No, let's not do that. And then on Haunted House 2, I was like, nigga, DC, you had a nice little scene.
What scene, like, did we have? I forgot.
From the first one. I was like, you got to, I was like, so now.
We were trying to milk it.
I was trying to switch roles. I was like, nigga, let me get next to Afion.
Did we even have any scenes with Afion?
Yeah, because y'all had, you was right on his ass. Yeah. Like, y'all walking the house.
In the second one.
No, in the first one. But part two, I don't remember having like heavy scenes with
Afion. Because remember they shot one
without us. They like cut us.
Yeah. they shot in the front.
Yeah, they cut us out.
But he was like, this nigga DC was like, well, nigga, you got to be the cameraman, man, because I was already a nigga that was behind all this nigga DC. so just know, I was the cameraman.
Right.
In part two.
Yeah, in part two. So, like, I was the cameraman. So, I wasn't in the shots because I was technically the cameraman, unless on the wide shot. Mm.
No, but you weren't, because on one scene, you had a great close-up in front of the camera.
I mean, it was another camera.
The third, okay. Yeah. Someone, we had another crony. Yeah, that was our names, cronies.
Yeah. Yeah, this nigga
did. I remember that was dope. When the movie came out,
we had a premiere.
Went deep as fuck. It was so many comedians, and then we all went. That's been back. Everybody used to go to like everybody's support. Shit. Mm-hmm. Like before, everybody gets got super busy in their own stuff. But like if one person got something, it was like we go.
Yeah,
we would. And then Deion's cheeks came on.
Surprise of the movie.
Like, come on,
surprise,
man.
Motherfucker.
Surprise of the movie, bro.
That was super dope. Everybody would go to support shit. And
do we not do that anymore, or is it just everyone's
busy.
Getting too
Everybody's
much stuff?
Everybody's too busy, and it's just, I think what people are getting now, one, it's a lot. Like, everybody's busy doing their own thing, too, but I think now, like, we can't go to people's. Like, some of these people are doing like actual red carpets and stuff. Like, we can't go to that.
Right.
I mean, we're not allowed to go, you know? And I think just more, there's just more projects.
Well, y'all still come out and support when they did headliners. Oh, I seen all you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Remember when we tried to go on the red carpet of.
Oh, they weren't fooling with us. Yeah, we was like.
At Haunted House?
Yeah, we were trying to get on that red carpet. Oh, we was milking. I was milking that.
I'm ass man. Yeah. Come on.
I'm ass man.
I'm in the movie.
You ain't got no space for ass man.
They like, sir, we need your ID. I'm like, hold on.
Crony number two.
You might have known this. You might recognize
this. You don't see, you know. Like, sir, he might recognize. Next thing you know, Deion.
Please. I'm going back. Like, please, look at it. Come on.
He got the handcuffs to Cuba Gooding Jr. around the corner.
I forgot about that because it was like, damn, we here, Deion.
Yeah.
We got the red carpet. We in the movie.
Yeah.
We was trying to hype each other up to get on the red carpet.
Yeah. We both in the movie. And the thing is, they left on the carpet. Nobody took a picture.
No one cared.
Oh.
Nobody took a picture. Cared.
That's when everybody started reloading.
Yeah.
No one cared. Why are we on the carpet? We just walking on the carpet. Like, they allowed us, but we were just like, no one cares. No one took a picture.
That was like an amazing experience. Now that I think about it,
But now that Craig mentioned it, we do still pull up when people have time. Yeah. We still pull. If it's I think the events just have to be Like, I mean, really big.
Headliners was
yeah,
that was huge. Yeah.
You know? AP did one too with
yeah. I pulled up to that.
Or B. Lou and them and Nish and Ron. Yeah,
I pulled up to that. So yeah, we still do. It's just I think niggas just be busy and you know on the road and.
I remember promoting A Haunted House.
Yeah,
I saw the screening. Marlon sent me the screener, showed me my little part, and I was like, I gotta act like I'm really in this movie.
Yeah.
I got 2 months before the truth comes out.
We were milking it. We were.
I said we got 2 months before the truth
Marlon
comes out.
Marlon was reposting us.
He was reposting
Twitter, Instagram. I was like, oh, nigga.
When they find out the truth.
Yeah.
Wearing Dickie suits everywhere.
Yeah.
And on trailers just kept like they kept flashing. Coming.
Remember
us.
They were playing, we were in the truck.
Yeah, we was in that tough. Yeah.
Man, that's
buddy.
Dope.
I remember DC's look when you walked in.
Because you got to think too, back then, how long ago was that?
That was
like at least 2011.
That was 2011?
11, 12, yep.
Shit.
Back then, we didn't get nothing. Back then. Like, it was just like, nothing. So everything, this was like, oh my God, like, this is a movie. Like, our boy.
How did we even
movie.
Get that? Marlon hit us. We were
nigga,
somewhere.
I got an email because I think Damon Jr. Recommended me.
But we got a question. We haven't done this in a while. Gone to the chat from Nana P. Would you rather have fire ants, they can sting you, in quotes, or flying roaches in your house? Both last for 6 months, and you have to be home 40% of the time.
Ugh.
Give me them fire ants.
I think I'm going to take them ants.
I'm taking them
I got rage.
I had roaches before. I can do roaches again.
Roaches don't bite.
Flying roaches?
They
just
don't bite
the water
you.
Bugs.
What you want the ants that bite?
Flying or
they
know?
Multiply a lot though. But ants can get you in the middle of your sleep, and then
it just says ants they can sting you.
Yeah,
but ants
they're
bite.
Fire
why would you want
easier
to do
it? Kill the fire ants?
Nah, it's hard to get rid of fire.
But it says 6 months, so we dealing with this for six months. I think I'm about to go roaches then.
Roaches,
yeah,
man.
I had roaches before when I was. Like, welcome back.
Bro, I'm team roaches all day.
Greg! And like, just like, bust a roach. Greg!
Man.
Roaches just be too fast.
Man!
It's so fast, bro.
It's dirty. They looking like, ooh.
Yeah.
you try to sneak over, like,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And even when you can get rid of them, you know how hard it is to kill a roach?
But ants are too resilient. You could drown them, everything, and they still be there.
They're slow, though.
For I just queen. Don't want to get stung in my sleep.
That's crazy. Right. And you got the house, the kids getting stung.
Yeah.
Everybody
getting
ate up.
Yeah.
Some roaches, you'd just be roach boy at school, but you won't be all, you know, because it's going to get in your backpack.
Yeah, exactly.
Some roaches. They're going to be in your stuff.
Yeah. You got to, man, they're flying too, though.
Flying, bro.
Yeah. I mean, so they ain't going to fly.
I've seen those before, though.
A flying roach?
We went to the homie's house in the country, and it was.
Them big water bugs, right?
I was like, but I had never been, you know, again, we grew up in
Tell
the
me that's something else. The flying roaches, you know what I mean? I'd be like, I don't want to know it's a roach.
Right. Hey, I mean, I could see it. I knew it. I'm like.
Are they like actually flying or like grasshoppers? They kind of like
jump. No, they fly.
They got the
wings. So they kind of like hover?
No, I think they
roof like, yeah.
Yeah.
I could deal with the grasshopper jump because they chill for a little bit.
Nigga, they pounce.
Yeah. Far.
Yeah.
Hey yo, but a roach flying towards your face is that is
terrifying.
That's just 9/11 to me, bro. Right,
I've gotten less. I've gotten less like, oh my God, when it comes to like rodents, bugs, or because we live in the valley, especially where we live in the valley. You know, it used to be orchards, so there's so much. Everybody got fruit trees. Everybody, so there's so many
insects.
Rodents and insects. Mm. Like I used to associate rodents with insects with you being dirty,
right.
And you being nasty, but if you live in a certain area,
they just there.
Spiders, roaches, rats. Right, like in the alley behind my house, it's rats because everybody got trees, everybody got fruit, everybody is squirrels, it's just hella possums, it's all kind of shit. And I'm just like, oh, this is just a part of living, you know, in this area. So I'm like, well, it is what it is.
Yeah, that's why I used to hate living in the basement because it's like that's where the rats kind of like find their way inside.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna have to do the roaches.
Hopefully, the roaches.
Team roach, baby.
Yeah.
Come
on, I don't need nothing biting me.
Nah.
Come on, DC. You taking a bite? You taking a bite?
You taking
like
bites?
You're gonna be
man.
Bumpy and
bumpy earth.
What would fly in your mouth?
You're gonna be bumpsy out
what
here.
What if the ants crawling your nose while you sleeping?
And on your ear canals.
All in your body.
Biting your brain. They can crawl over
for the most part, once you give them a little tap, they scatter.
No, these are fire ants.
These are fire ants.
They're big.
They ain't scared of you.
Shit.
So
you knocked out sleep. Good sleep, too. You came off a show, mouth open.
Oh, no. It's after his morning 5 a.m. workout.
Yeah.
Taking
you
knocked
out.
Shit. You just got out the steam room.
You wake up with fire ants in your throat.
Oh, man, yeah.
Man. Now you're going back from the steam room.
And they saying shit, take that.
Diddy ants?
It's just more acceptable to have ants than roaches.
Now, I get where you're coming from. As far as, like I said,
when you find out someone has roaches, it just makes the whole establishment filthy.
If you live in an apartment, they will appear.
Yeah.
No matter what. If people move in, move out, them niggas be moving. And it was embarrassing when you see it, you be like,
just raw hand?
People have by the house? Somebody, hey, you want to come into your kitchen and sleep? Like, oh shit. You want to be like, you want to panic, but like, hold on, y'all. It's a roach right here.
You got to be like, I ain't never seen one over here before. That's the first time.
When I found out how common they are, I stopped being so judgy with it.
Yeah.
And how easy it is, like you said, if you have a dirty neighbor.
Right.
If you live behind an alley, you know what I mean? It's not a reflection on you.
Right.
Yeah, it is.
So I started.
Y'all got roaches. They're the roach person forever.
We
now.
Got roaches.
But I'm saying I stopped because I realized, okay, this is not.
It's not an infestation.
Now if I go to a nigga house and it's just, you know. It's,
yeah, one or two, you'd like, be like,
hey, you are dirty.
Yeah. It snuck in, yeah.
Yeah. It's the worst when you get by to somebody's house and he's like, yeah, you take your shoes off. Like, nigga, I am not taking my shoes off.
Right. Actually, I'm about to leave. I'm going to go, man.
I'm just going to stand by the door anyway.
You want to come in for a minute?
No.
Dude, you just smell it like
that. Upsets me when people invite you over knowing their house dirty.
Yeah.
That's upsetting.
Yeah. I'm certain we all know somebody whose house is dirty. We all know somebody whose house is dirty.
Stop, y'all. Hey,
y'all stop. We mean stop, Chaz.
Yeah, I say stop.
Oh, boy. I've never been to Chaz's house.
No, it's not, me. No. It's not me.
You always defending everybody, Chaz. Let it out.
No. I'm not saying that person is dirty. I'm just saying.
What are you saying?
They have dirty habits.
If you are having people over, you should clean up. Especially, you know, people have to pee.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
dirty bathroom.
Your bathroom should be
wild.
Your dirty bathroom is crazy.
And dirty bathroom, and there's levels to dirty bathroom. Yeah. There's dirty bathroom.
It gets worse. Also, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. And there's bathroom of nigga. Is this a gas station?
Why is there just pee in the toilet?
This is ridiculous.
Yeah. You got to spray after piss.
Like,
this is crazy.
When I'm not saying it's my kids. I'm just saying when children won't use the bathroom.
Oh!
It's gross.
Damn.
I just feel like if any room has to be clean in your house, it's the bathroom.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It has to be clean. Because
you can close your bedroom.
It's a public area.
You can close.
I will also say if y'all watching like a game, the living room has to be.
Right.
Like, but you the can common get away areas, with the living room
the
versus
areas.
If you are having the living room versus the bathroom.
If you're having guests over, common areas should be clean.
Absolutely.
Dog, if you walk in somebody's living room and it's a goddamn mess.
Yeah.
But I go in the bathroom, I'm like, hey, leave the bathroom clean.
Yeah.
That's true.
Exactly. That's true. What I'm saying. The bathroom is spotless.
That's true. Yeah.
But if everywhere else is clean and I walk in the bathroom, I'm like, yo, you would hear me audible be like, dog. You good in there? No. Matter of fact, the door's stuck. Yo.
I just come out like, hey, we gotta go.
I know a couple people, and my kids are super comfortable with how people live. And they was like, sit down. I was like, they was all sitting in the house. I was like, you can see the stains on the couches and the floors. And
they sat down on that little dust ball. Like, nah,
you ever seen the carpet? Like some lights, like tan carpet, where you see the path of dirty
shoes.
And it's walking around the table. Because you know what I'm saying? Because I have like a little coffee table in the middle. And you see
where is clean at?
Yeah.
Spot's clean, I think.
You see like a sheet of dust on table.
Carpet's trash.
We didn't grow up like that. My mom kept a very clean house. Yeah. Like a very, I'm talking about we washing walls. Our house was always smells good. Always like, you went to my mom's house. That's how we grew up, just like that.
We're
like
saying.
It looked damn near like nobody lived there.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it was so when we would go places, we developed and then I remember, granted, as a kid, like I said, we grew up in the suburbs, but like everybody knows, my mom and dad are hood. My whole family's hood. So when we would go visit, that was my first introduction to a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. So we would go certain places, and as soon as we leave, my mom would be like, shake your clothes out. And I'd be like, for what?
Yeah.
Shake all that shit out. Yeah, or like when they would lock all the bedrooms up, so-and-so coming over, lock all the bedrooms. Mm-hmm. For what? And then they walk in there, how y'all doing? You're like, oh shit. All right, that's why.
That's why
you gotta lock this shit up. Like, so my all the wild shit in my life never happened in my home. Mm-hmm. All my wild shit was cousins, aunties, mm-hmm. uncle. When we would go to family, that's when I would see the other side of shit. And I would always be like, what the fuck? And then they were so comfortable with it, so they like, we gonna hang, and they drop us off, and I'm in there like,
yeah,
this is unacceptable.
Yeah.
This is, so, you know.
I would adapt after like a day. I'd be like, you know what? We all just right. This.
Well, once you start playing, then you don't care no more.
Dog, in a dirty shower is terrifying.
When you wear your slippers.
Ring. Yeah, the ring.
You know, every hood got that smell, like that hood house. You get, it's like a combination of like fried food
and like chitlins a little bit. Soy, and then it all the way. Yeah, it's like, what is that
sweet
smell?
Yeah,
like,
that sweet smell. Sweet. They try to put some potpourri on the ground.
Yeah, like, what is it?
They don't vacuum it up. They just leave it.
They leave it there.
I love a hood house that you be raggedy as shit in the neighborhood or outside. You walk in, you're like, it is plush in here.
Right.
Super nice.
Yeah, it is nice in here. What is this, Corinthian leather? Yeah. What is this?
My thing would be, once, like DC said, I get comfortable once the kids start playing, or then we plan.
Yeah.
But then I'll get back uncomfortable when it was lunchtime.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, y'all come sit down and eat. And I'd be
like, plastic plates.
And you know, I eat, bro. And I'd be like, I'm good. Like, I don't know how long it's been in.
Plastic plates.
Not even a plate.
Can we order something?
Put a thumbs up if y'all in the comment section, y'all got a dirty house.
Put a what up?
Put a thumbs up. I do. I got a dirty house.
Put a roach up.
put a roach up.
If your microwave dirty right now.
My microwave probably dirty. I had to clean it, man. I remember I went in the other day. I opened it and I was like, I don't know what was just cooked in here.
Yeah. Crime scene. Well, spaghetti, chili, soup.
Anything that pops.
But y'all don't cover. Y'all don't cover whatever.
Yeah,
you
did. I did. We grew up covering.
You
my mom didn't have it.
You don't have the top thing.
No, everybody got the top.
Yeah, everybody
thing.
Got the top. Yeah. Little plastic. Yeah. Or if you don't got one, you create one like a plastic cake top. Yeah.
Something. Right, napkin. Something. My mom used to be like, clean this. My mom was very. Hell no.
Yeah, yeah.
And then my dad was like the enforcer of the hell no. Right, right. So it was just like, even in our own rooms, like, why your clothes? Wash your clothes. Like, we couldn't. It was like, it's my living space.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
My mom used to throw everything on the ground like this. Like, everything has a place. like you can't just pile stuff up on the couch or your chair or your table, your desk. Everything on the ground. I want you to be uncomfortable like I am when I walk in your room. So everything has a place. You're not going to put everything back like in the same spot. So like your socks, your shoes, everything
it
has
goes
a place.
Somewhere, yeah.
I'm a big piler, bro. Yeah. I'm a big, I get that pile later. Nah. I'm a big that pile. Izzy be like, I can't name. I'll pile it all over her.
My closet is trash right now.
Yeah.
I have to get used to being on this road shit. I just come home, wash it, and then dump it in the closet to get to later.
I'm a people say this is, too much, but I'm a, land. I unpack the entire suitcase.
Wow.
Immediately.
That's what's up.
As soon as I get home, unpack.
Oh, you do that?
Yep. Wash
it.
Like,
you don't leave it in there until the next time you got to go? No. You're like, yo, here's all my stuff. I was looking for this.
No.
That would make stuff unpacked. I do it sometimes. It makes it way easier when I do it.
Yeah. You know, the worst is when you go to your dryer and it's closing there from the last day you wash it.
You'd be like, damn it.
Shit. Keep closing in. Take some shit out.
But it's just a habit. But what's funny is, kids are going to react one or two ways. If you grow up in a house like that, you either pick up the habits or you're like, when I finally get my own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So things I took the... That's just who I am. My brothers are like, I got freedom, nigga.
There's a good balance, man. It's hard to be like my daughter, she leaves clothes everywhere. Wherever she undressed at, that's where they are. She'd be in my room. You'd be like, Izzy, why are your clothes here? Why are your clothes here? Why are your clothes here? And she'd be like, I'm like, if you see it, don't just walk out. You see the socks. You see the blah, 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 blah. It's a lot of that.
She said, but you see it.
But you see
it. We all got eyes.
If you were in a serious relationship with a young lady, would you enforce, and she's not clean, would you be like, hey, you should, or you'd be like, it's not.
I have children with a young lady. That was messy. She not no more. She not. I corrected all that shit. Yeah, yeah. I was like, nah, we can't.
At her house.
As yeah, like, I can't you, see
like,
panties.
As like, you at her house. There. I used to be like, hey, I can't.
Yeah.
If you want me to spend the night,
wow.
These clothes got to be folded. Yeah. This, but like, I can't.
She got a lingerie on, like, okay.
I'm like, and I'm sitting there like, yeah, fold them clothes. Fold them clothes.
Okay, that's a lot.
Yeah, you got to keep that house clean.
Yeah,
yeah, I would enforce it. I'd be like, hey.
Drawers over the shower curtain? Nah.
Because yeah. Cottie's not, she was never dirty. Cottie was always messy as far as like throwing shit everywhere. Like you said, leaving clothes.
Messy and dirty are different.
Yeah, yeah, they're different. And so I'm like, but I'm like, to me, it's all the same. Mm-hmm. Clean up. Right. Stop having place.
I
you
do
know,
get anxiety.
And I'm on my boys about it. So the boys, it's now they get home from school. Yeah. They put their shoes here. They hang it. It's just a habit. Like right, I want to develop habits so you don't have to think about it. And like even when it comes to dishes, people be like, oh, the dishes. Well, if you do it while you're cooking, like you didn't, if the chicken is cooking here, knock out what you just used real quick. Then mm-hmm. they ain't that pile up or whatever. Like, I'm all about preventative cleaning.
Yeah, facts.
If you do it along the way or whatever, then you don't have to. It's not these big messes. And then people are like, oh, I don't want to do this. Well, of course, now it's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, just.
I got a good question for y'all niggas, man.
Shoot. Mm-hmm. This is the last one in DC. You got cut, right?
This is it.
All right.
I'm not a fan of people in your own house on no holidays. I'm not a fan of people who use paper plates.
Why?
Why are you lazy?
Okay, what about the harder?
I hate like if it's not like 4th of July or
I understand what
you're saying. Like, you're talking about like regular
dishes. Oh, if you have children, you have dishwasher.
Oh, you're talking about like a regular.
Yeah,
not
like
an
you
event.
Just randomly using paper plates in your house. Like nigga, you are investing into outdoor wear. Like
I used to only have paper plates.
I hate y'all niggas
because
man.
I didn't like I had. Regular, but I didn't like having to stay
do
on the kid. No, I didn't have like staying on the kids and constantly doing that. Like, go clean
the
them dishes.
Of it.
Go clean them dishes. Go clean them dishes.
And who you gotta impress?
That's what DC does.
You're creating trash. No,
but I'm just, you're just, it's easier to get rid of it. Just throw it
it's
away.
It's more, you're buying dishes. You're buying
Yeah, it's definitely more expensive. Bad for
and
the environment. I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, and you're piling up more trash in your trash can. So you go into the trash can more often.
But there was also, we'd be gone for sports a lot. So I'd have to make them something. And I didn't want plates and forks in my car.
Yeah, I'm talking about like,
what
home.
About the plastic hard ones?
No,
the Chinese.
Those are dishes.
It depends. Those are dishes. You put those in dishwasher.
You can wash them. It depends on what it is, because there's certain food. If I'm at home eating, I will not eat off a paper plate. That's
wild.
I'm not gonna eat this.
When did
meal.
You two niggas get?
Well, I'm not eating. But if it's a three sandwich. If it's a sandwich, bro, if I sit there and there's a dinner made,
yeah,
I'm not eating it off a paper plate.
I agree, but I'm just like, why not?
First of all, if it's a meal,
does it make the food
like
taste
like
different?
It's
yes.
So you could taste.
First of all,
pain.
It's not as sturdy,
right?
Even if you get the good ones,
yeah.
It's just not.
And
the
I'm
same.
A piler, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm
you,
a piler.
First of all, you've seen Chaz's plate.
You seen my plates, bro?
Is it paper plate
going to It's going to be covered in sauce.
You
so it's going to get wet.
Up. You put about three, four in there.
Nah, that's just way super.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's not. I have plates and stuff, but to me, it's not like that big of a deal.
It's, nigga, why don't you just wash dishes?
Now that my son's out the house, I have.
Oh,
you have some nice stuff?
Yeah.
Man.
Your logic,
I got nice stuff. I'm just saying, to me, it's not like if a girl gave me your food on a paper plate, I wouldn't be like, please go get me.
Oh, yeah, on a date and she cooked for me? I'm like,
Hey, she brought me a paper plate of food, bro. I'd toss it, piss on the carpet, and dip.
I will purposely
what the hell?
I will purposely sabotage the meal. I'll poke a hole in the green beans, like, oh, look at this, she's dripping. Why would you serve me a. What would you. The greens. It's dripping on my shirt. What is wrong with
bro,
you?
Bro, it's a great sound when you hear that clink on the table.
Clink.
Yeah. That the plate is here. Yeah, that's all a part of it, bro.
Like cuff the
yeah,
the
you gotta fold it up.
Because you don't want it to.
Here's top 10, bro. Eating out of whatever it was made in is number one. Mm-hmm. Right, if it was a skillet, if it whatever it is, top tier.
That's
top
tier. Listen, bro.
The food is the best.
In
the
skillet,
in the
skillet,
like, in
the plate.
Pot.
I'm like, well, I'm last.
I'm last.
I'm in too deep.
Cause like the kids, if I already made their
top
plate,
tier.
And that's one less dish you gotta watch.
So like, especially if it's like a bowl. If I didn't make like a rice chicken spinach like bowl, what's the point?
I'm saving dishes.
It's delicious, and I'm washing dishes, and the game is on. I'm like, no,
out the plate is top tier.
I mean, out the pan,
whatever you cooked it in is top.
tier, bro.
I think
bro.
We all can agree on
everything dilutes after that.
We all niggas right now. We all put the when the leftovers is about to have you put all the pot and the pan in the refrigerator.
Oh,
I've been
would have to be
I've been beaten
the pot
since then.
Has to be like let's cool. say you make a big ass pot of chili
yeah
and only a little bit gets eaten
yeah
maybe
yeah
but most of I'm Tupperware
yeah
I'm,
I know women hate
Tupperware.
That
I'm Tupperware.
I'm putting that shit back I'm like yeah here we go
it takes up hella space
yeah
it takes
up hella space I'm like I'm not making another dish just for
she said don't you dare put out our pots in the fridge.
I hate that idea bro having to put the isn't that putting it it's not you gotta put the what is it put the food
away.
Up
yeah
I think it is up
yeah
cause then you're gonna cook again so then it's like where's my pot
I'm gonna eat this shit tomorrow
scoop out like that you do like that
I'm then eating this
what
shit
are you
tomorrow
cooking like cause what the leftover just if there's different meal, you need the different. You need the pots, the pans. You need them. You need them.
You be leaving the pot in for 2-3 days.
Shit.
You gonna forget about that.
I'm black, dog.
You gonna forget about that pot or pan.
They had all them pots and pans.
Now, it's moldy. Not expensive.
It's a problem.
It's not expensive now. You can get a little 4-piece set.
You're still dishes you're creating though. You're still creating more dishes. That's what I'm saying.
Look like a soup kitchen in there. You open the fridge.
The refrigerator's like all these pots and pans, skillets.
I'm a big Ziploc freezer. I'll make a lot of shit, freeze half. You know what I'm saying? We eat now. But lately, the way my boy's been eating, ain't no damn leftovers.
Yeah.
These niggas are eating hell off the cross.
Eating what?
Hell my granny's always say that, bro.
I've never
eating
heard
my granny does it. Yeah, we don't know what it means.
Is brilliant.
We don't know what.
I guess it kind of makes sense.
Yeah,
I looked it up to see like where the black saying came
because
from.
Because the cross is supposed to save you, right?
Well, I don't know. We don't know.
It's more Jesus than the cross.
Well, sure, sure. But it's all, they're all one now.
Eating Jesus off the cross sounds wild.
But she would always say that. She would say, you ate hell off the cross and left none for the Savior or some shit like that. But so you sit there, you'd be like, I'm fool. Well, you ought to be. You sat there and ate hell off the cross. And we're three generations in.
Yeah.
So I said it the other day. I'm on the phone with my mom. I was like, Kendrick over here eating hell off the cross. Kendrick goes, I want to eat off the cross. I want to eat off the cross. Where's this meal that I can eat off the cross? But my family's the only one I've heard
that
say that.
To my vocab.
Y'all don't say that. Like, I've never heard anybody else say it.
I've never heard that.
And I don't know if it was country. Oklahoma.
But when you said it, I was like, I understand this.
Yeah.
She would always say
a girl
would say
that when you eat, going down on her, oh, you eating hell off the cross.
And leaving nothing
I'm
for
like,
the Savior.
You know who I need to make
Dion was doing so well. He was doing so good. The whole episode.
He can't help it.
He can't help it.
He's having to clean
Dion, they put me in the game.
Yeah, he just released a fart.
He was doing so
good. We about to wrap up? Okay, here we go. I'm going in.
We wrap it up?
It's time.
Guess who it is?
It's time. All right, DC, where you at, man?
We are at the Brea Improv, Thursday through Saturday.
Hey.
Or the Sun? No, Thursday through Saturday, I believe.
I might come to that.
Pull up Thursday through Saturday, the Brea Improv. 5 shows total.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. And we will have merch. So if you in Brea, pull up.
You got some Prove It gear?
We got some stuff.
Okay.
You said crew gear?
Prove It.
Oh.
At Craig Wayne.
Is that G Wayne? I'm sorry, G King's hat? G-B. That's what's up. That's G a dope King ass hat, yo.
I like his
brand. Oh, for real?
Yeah. What brand is that?
That's a dope ass hat.
That looks expensive.
Oh, yeah. That does look fancy.
Yeah. Yeah.
The leather strap on there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just give him a shout out.
Find a designer. Designer.
G King's beanies, man.
Designer G King wear.
Yeah, pulling up with the fancy pantsy beanies.
That looks like you. That comes with,
raise the value of your glasses.
Yeah. Okay. Pop the glasses out with a wallet.
You wear Craig boots Wayne's with that outfit.
Yeah. Everything.
You got Tim's to go with it? With the G's? I got some Tim's beat.
don't let him.
Do your little thing, Chas.
My little thing, who?
What was the last one?
What'd you say the name?
Jesus.
Drum down, Chas. Just go, man. Yo, go.
Oh, my Lord, bro.
Your thing, Chas.
Chops? Where are you from?
Oh, no, but Jet, Craig, at Craig Wayne's.
At Craig Wayne's on everything.
Yeah.
I am in Denver this weekend with Shantae Wayne. It's
the 26th. Turn up.
And 27th, I believe that's it, 4 shows.
Denver.
So if you're in Denver, yo, come through. I don't know why he's wanting to do Denver in January.
Yo, are you picking up on his bad habits?
No, nah, it's not like I'm like, yo, B, hold on, I'm do my bad Bronx. My bad Bronx.
Yeah, why is he?
My bad Bronx. You know what I'm saying? I'm in Denver or whatever JC was.
Red Wolver.
And then, I'm in Denver. Yeah. And the Lacroix and Chaz, man. You know what I'm saying?
You're only 3 weeks behind on episodes that Chaz hasn't posted yet.
But they coming. You know what I'm saying?
This thing is a menace.
We're shooting them, Chaz. Put them out.
We're putting them out.
We got old ass episodes like, yo, y'all think the Lions gonna make it to the playoffs?
is it my turn?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes. This weekend I am nowhere. Wait, am I? Let me make sure. No, I am doing nothing this weekend, chilling. I will have a bunch of dates coming up. I can't really tell you guys who I'm with and what's all going on, but I will be out this year pretty heavy.
Okay.
So all you guys who didn't come to your city last year, this year there's a 99% chance I'll be in your city. Whether it's with somebody else or with myself. And then for those of you who came out to the Under the Radar show at Flappers last night, thank you so much, man. Mm. It was packed in there. Y'all came out. And it was dope. It was a big deal because I was trying to... You know, I'm trying to give people stage time and a platform and stuff like that to not everybody's on the road like that. Not everybody is a club regular like that. And in LA, it's very hard to get stage time. So I'm trying to provide that for people. So for y'all to show up and make that happen, it was very dope. And it meant a lot to me. And then if you watch the show, well, actually, I'll tell y'all that part off air. Yeah, never mind. I'll say that off air. And the people on Patreon, I'll tell y'all what happened. But yeah, it was super dope. And I'm definitely going to do another one. Y'all pulled up. For real, for real. So thank y'all so much. KeonPoli.com on everything and that. Oh, and then the I Don't Care and the Hella hoodies are back for a limited time, just for a second. Winter's almost over. So
you already got them out?
So on my site, there's only black ones. There's just going to be I Don't Care and Hella and black only.
What do you have with you?
People have been hitting me up because now that I go pick up the stuff myself, you can get any color you want. So I'm going to pick it up. So somebody's got a green order coming, purple, like whatever color you want, I can get you. And then, just DM me and I'll ship them out. But on the site, you only can get black.
So I can get I Don't Care hoodie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to hit you for a hoodie.
Yeah. So I had a gold one on the other day.
Yeah, I need that purple one. Yeah.
Yeah. And that is it.
How many times that nigga's been late?
I am coming back. We are coming back to Boston, Dayo.
It happens.
Those dollars are actually five.
Deion, where you at?
I writing right now, season two, what you know about that. I will love what you got. Well, Keon and Chaz hasn't been on it. We're doing season two right now. We got some funding behind it.
Ooh,
Amir wrote a clip.
You don't have it. You don't have it.
Okay.
Amir looked up like.
He's like, what?
Yeah, we're gonna figure it out. We didn't start it in the post. Okay. other than that, that's pretty much it with Deion Lack. I'm creating shows.
That's what's up.
Bit. Check out BFFs on Amazon Prime. Me, hey. Cotty, she wrote it. Gary's on it. Jasmine, Mina, a bunch of people wrote and acted on it. Other than that, is that everybody? We're good. We'll see y'all next time. See y'all next week. Peace out.
Even though you said
go Lions, baby.